McDermott and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Brought to you by Sky. Deceit, Treason and Rivalry returns with Season 3 of Succession. Available exclusively on Sky.
Okay, Emer Shannon, what have you got for us?
Well, I may be doing the telly, but Dermot's going to be on the telly.
He is the telly.
Yeah. How are you here and on the telly?
Oh, I'm so excited about this. I presume you're talking about the Will Sliney's show.
Yes, Will Sliney's show. It's kicking off on Monday.
Monday, yeah. It's a show that runs... Oh, I'm kind of doing your telly now.
Yes, why?
But it's a show that runs from Bank Holiday Monday all week on RTE, and it's going to be on the RTE player as well. And Will Sliney is like world famous Marvel artist, Star Wars artist. We've had him on the show many times. Mm-hmm. And he's got this new one. Basically, it's a how to draw program.
Okay.
So it's a mixture of how to draw characters, but then also there's a really cool animation. Half of it is animation.
Oh, thank God, because you are easily the worst drawer. Oh, I know.
Terrible.
Are like, you?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I stopped at like age 8 level of drawing.
Me
like
too.
It's a joke. I can't.
No, I can't play Pictionary. No, I'm not allowed to play Pictionary with my friends anymore after I did a very bad Puss in Boots and no one got it. I'm appalling. I was told not to do art because it just wouldn't suit me.
Right. Well, you and Dermot are in the same camp. So you're not drawing, but you are acting in the animation bit. You're doing one of the voices. Is that right?
Yeah, I was honored to be asked to come in as a writer on the show. And that was really cool. But then I ended up becoming the voice of the baddie. And the baddie is called Chronicle. And he's very scary.
Let's have a listen.
The Chronicle has arrived to destroy everything you hold dear. Puppies, kittens, grannies, the last fizzy jelly in the packet.
Whoa. That's a bit too evil, don't you think?
Excuse me?
I mean, the story can't be too black and white when it comes to heroes and villains. We need to make it a bit more interesting by giving you some sort of engaging personality or a reason for acting this way.
Too much? Yeah, too much. Sorry, I come in a little hot sometimes. I just love the drama.
Right, so the Chronicle talks about the Chronicle in the third person. I like it.
True villain cast.
He's very self-aware. Okay. But it's a really cool cast. There's Laura Whitmore is in there playing a character. Aisling B is in there.
Brilliant.
Seamus the wrestler is even in it.
Class.
From WWE. So
what time do we know this is happening?
It's at 12:05 and then also it's repeated 4:20. And I think we should watch it and learn how to draw.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the time.
You and me, Emer, we could actually be able to draw something that wouldn't embarrass
and you'll
us.
You'll see, Dave.
I'll wait and see.
You will see nothing.
Okay, so around noon on RTE, and as you said, repeated later on the day, and all week long.
All week long.
Yeah. Brilliant. So that's a really good one for midterm, obviously. The kids can get stuck into it and learn how to draw, and it's called Will Sliney's Storytellers.
Cool.
Very exciting. Other bits then, The Late Late Tonight. Very interesting time to have Davey Fitz on, I would say.
Ooh.
Yeah, so they've the entire, all of the coaches from Ireland's Fittest Family are going to be on the couch at Ryan, but Davey Fitz will be there, and I'd say there'll be some very interesting questions thrown at him.
Well, yeah, if you don't know, Davey Fitz, everyone thought was going to become the manager of Galway Hurling until the last minute. That didn't happen, and King Henry Shefflin was drafted.
Cahill.
Cahill comes
storming into the studio. Done deal, lads. It's done deal. Davey's going to Galway. I was like, are you sure? Oh, yeah, done deal. Is it been announced tonight? So I text Davey and say, how are you, Davey? Congratulations. It's going to wreck your golf game, all this managerial stuff. Didn't get the job. And maybe the Late Late Show did the same. Maybe they heard the same thing, booked him, and now they're like, oh, God.
Well, it's all the rest.
Swap him out for Henry Shefflin.
There'll also be Robert Sheehan and Billy Connolly, which is great, but it's actually a big night for the show in general. For the first time since March 2020, they won't have a full audience, but they'll have the biggest audience they've had.
Yeah, half, I think.
Yeah,
100
people,
or something.
So
yeah,
I'd say the clamoring for the toy show tickets is probably starting now.
Yes.
And no one's going to get them. Graham Norton, you're going to love this, Dave.
Okay.
So they have Jesse Buckley, our own Jesse Buckley, will be on. Eddie Redmayne, Stephen Merchant, Elton John, and Charlie Puth are performing together tonight on Graham Norton.
Oh, my God. My obsession with Charlie Puth knows no bounds. So I will, for the first time ever, watch Graham Norton. That's going to happen.
You don't watch it normally?
No.
Don't do chat shows.
Don't do chat shows. Don't do panel shows. Don't do comedy shows. Don't do anything really on the telly, to be honest with you. I will do the drawing children's thing that you talked about. And I will also do Graham Norton now tonight.
Yes, that's at the usual time. It's 25 to 11 on BBC One. And they'll do the thing where they perform and then they'll have the chats.
Yes, it'd be great.
Two really exciting new shows then starting on RTÉ over the weekend, both on Saturday night. Last Singer Standing is kicking off at 8:30.
Another one of my favourites, Joey Fatone from NSYNC is on this one, lads.
And Nicky Byrne and Samantha Mumba and Nadine Coyle. Yeah. It's a really interesting format. I kind of don't understand. I think it's going to be one of those ones that you'll need to watch it to get it.
To get it right.
It's essentially a game show. There's a singing twist. They have to pick a song, sing it, and then the other contestants are involved in trying to mess them up, kind of, I think.
Okay.
And then Nadine Coyle, Joey Fatone and Samantha Mumba are pop panellists. They're not necessarily judges. So very intrigued to see how it goes. Nicky Byrne's hosting it.
He's always great crack.
Yeah. I think it'll be fun, and it's totally brand new format, never seen before on telly. I think it's one of those ones that could do really, really well, and it runs from this week, I think, pretty much up to Christmas.
Okay, I was so excited by Joey Fatone, I forgot to listen to when it's on.
Where? 8:30 Saturday night.
8:30 Saturday night. Brilliant.
And then
excellent.
At 9:30, Angela Scanlon's Ask Me Anything is starting.
Oh, yeah.
So that she was on with Eno this morning. But yeah, her first celebrity guests will be Chris O'Dowd, Sharon Corr, and Martin Comston from Line of Duty. So she's basically going to sit down. I think it's a combination of her own questions and then audience questions and that sort of thing. I'll give you one for Monday because it's bank holiday and we won't be here. John Connor's Acting Academy is on RTÉ2 at 9:30. So John Connor, of course, people will know from Love Hate. He's kind of picking six young people from challenging backgrounds and helping them to become actors. But there's going to be some amazing people getting involved. Saoirse Ronan's going to be involved and Jessie Buckley, who I just mentioned.
Brilliant.
So it sounds really, really cool.
That is very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And can I tell you one really exciting piece of telling this? Just because I'm personally very excited. Selling Sunset. It's coming back. Season 4. November 24th.
I'm into this. I started watching Selling Sunset. This is the property show from Beverly Hills. Super rich people, super amazing houses, all really, really catty and hating each other.
Oh, is this the one that we talked to the lady from?
So
Mary, yes.
My
yeah.
favourite memory of when we were speaking to Mary was that you obviously had to watch a few episodes to get an idea of what the show was about. You watched a couple of episodes. Meanwhile, Dermot was in the office at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening, going, oh my god, we need to talk about this thing. I've never seen someone get so quickly invested in a reality TV show in my life.
You just had to watch 2 episodes just to get a taste for it. You're through 2 seasons now.
Shut up, don't talk to me.
What's going to happen at Christine's wedding? So November 24th, block your calendar. Christine's wedding, I forgot.
Alright, that's
good.
How can I forget?
Maxime Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Today FM. Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.